637.
Enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour of Auto World, and we've got a great hour straight ahead. A little later on, we're going to be talking with Pam Oates, who's a radio host and also a certified ASE mechanic, and we're going to be talking to Pam about a number of different things, but we're going to kick the hour off by talking to a representative of OnStar. Recently, this past week, there was a special day devoted to National Good Samaritans. They had a special day, and OnStar is definitely an entity in which there are lots of Good Samaritans associated with the product. And joining us right now to tell us all about this great product and about OnStar in general, it's my pleasure to welcome Terry Inch. Terry, how are you doing?
Bob, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of OnStar, always have been, and I'm really excited that you guys now have the FMV product, which enables folks who have older vehicles and even non-GM vehicles to get OnStar in their older vehicle, and talk about a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely, and anybody that's interested in that product can go to Best Buy or other local electronic stores, pick one up and join the OnStar family and be covered by the safety and security and protection that OnStar provides every day to 6 million customers in the United States.
Tell us a little bit about the command center. I haven't had the pleasure yet. One of these days I've got to get over to one of the command centers, which I know is in Michigan. Tell us a little bit about the technology and how it works. If there's a problem in the vehicle, let's say an airbag goes off due to an accident, OnStar is immediately notified via the vehicle's onboard computer.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a marriage of multiple technologies. We have GPS capability that lets us know where people's vehicles are. We also have an embedded unit inside the vehicle that connects to a cellular network that connects to our back office and brings it all live. Every time somebody presses that button or their airbag comes off, all those technologies work together, and you're talking to a live advisor there to help you either get from point A to point B or to help you out if you find yourself in a more serious situation.
Well, let's talk about this award that you've come up with here for 2013. It's the first Good Samaritan Award, which ties into the recently held National Good Samaritan Day. And I understand for this year, a Dallas resident by the name of Tyler Andrews was given this first award. Tell us a little bit about the story of Tyler.
Yeah, sure. You're right. Tyler was our first Good Samaritan recipient this year. Tyler was driving home in his GMC one afternoon, went to get off the highway, off a busy highway, and what ended up happening was he noticed that there was a vehicle that wasn't quite pulled over to the side of the road. When he pulled around to take a look, he noticed that there was distress in the vehicle. The gentleman that was driving the car was slumped over. His wife and kids were in a heightened emotional state, and he immediately pressed that button and was there to make that connection between the person that needed help that was over on the side of the road and our advisors. And we ended up getting the gentleman had a heart attack, but because of the efforts of Tyler, he is still with us today and with his family. And Tyler did a great job in making sure that he's still with us.
Wow, what a great story. And again, it just shows you the power of OnStar being in a vehicle and giving you the opportunity to be able to tap into to help, emergency help, police help, medical help, just by the simple push of a button, or in many cases, like you say, with the deployment of an airbag, you don't have to do anything.
Right, and the beauty of this is over the 16 years that OnStar's been in existence, a cornerstone or a key tenet of our business is helping people and making sure they're safe and sound. But as the years have gone by, people like Tyler have learned to use the system, so now our customers are actually helping other people, not just us helping other people.
Terry Inch is with us, OnStar Chief Operating Officer. You're listening to Auto World. If you have a question about this wonderful award that OnStar has given out to Tyler Andrews, or a question about OnStar technology, the telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Let's go back to the early days of OnStar. I remember back in the middle 90s or so, my first encounter with OnStar was with a Cadillac press car, a Cadillac that was a vehicle that was an unusual vehicle. It was called a Caterra. It was actually a vehicle from Opel in Europe that they brought over here for a few years. And I remember taking my then 80-something-year-old aunt out for dinner, and I demonstrated to her, you know, how this vehicle had the capability, because of OnStar, to do all kinds of things, not only give directions, but also you can unlock the doors and do lots of other really cool things. Terry, tell our listeners around North America a little bit about all the different features that OnStar brings to the equation.
Yep, absolutely. In addition to the safety and security situations in which we help people out thousands of times a day, we also have navigation services that we're there over 100,000 times a day. We help people get from point A to point B. That's one of the other services. We have hands-free calling services in which you can have cellular minutes in the vehicle. And what the beauty of this is that all you have to do is press the button and speak the phone number or the person that you want to connect with, and it really helps from a distraction standpoint. You're not there fumbling for your phone or trying to dial. It's all voice activated at that time. We also have Family Link. So if you want to think of this as kind of geo-boundary or geo-fencing, if you have kids that are in school or driving the vehicle, you can actually set boundaries and know when they get to school and get a text and make sure that they're there safe and sound. So we've got a lot of great products and services, or features and services, and you know, with a big announcement that we just had in Barcelona a couple of weeks ago, starting with model year vehicles 2015, which will be the middle of 2014, we're going to be connected to a 4G network with our partners AT&T, which what that means is we're going to be able to bring your digital life into your vehicle and your vehicle life into your digital world. So if you want to think of, we have a capability on Star Remote Link in which you can unlock your, if for some reason, I'll give you a live example, if I was on the way to the airport and I had locked something in the car and my wife needed to get it but she didn't have the keys, I could unlock it from the airport. With an application. So you might have seen it on the recently Buick commercial, where a family is coming back from a very nice vacation in a warm weather, and they're talking about how cold it is, 20 degrees, 6 inches of snow. You see the gentleman or the father of the family, he gets his remote link so that by the time the shuttle bus goes and the family gets out of the shuttle bus in the parking lot, their car's 82 degrees, all the snow's off of it.
Great story, Terry. Don't go away. Lots more straight ahead.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Dwayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 14th, 2013. Gold opened today at $1,592.45. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,520.30, a half ounce for $810.03, and a quarter ounce for $405.02. That's $1,620.30, $810.03, and $405.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're having lots of fun, as usual, here on Auto World. My name is Bob Law, and we're live all across North America and around the world via GCNLive.com. We are joined by OnStar's Chief Operating Officer, Terry Inch, who's telling us all about the first annual Good Samaritan Award, which was given out this past week on National Good Samaritan Day, which was Wednesday the 13th of March, and it went to a gentleman in Texas. Texas, Tyler Andrews, a Dallas resident, and he came to the rescue of a man who had had a heart attack and his wife and three daughters, and they were in a vehicle that wasn't equipped with OnStar, and through Terry's good work, everybody's okay, and we thank God for that. Let's talk, Terry, a little bit more about some of the great features that are part of OnStar. If you own a General Motors vehicle equipped with OnStar, you've got, of course, all that great technology, like you say, the remote locking and unlocking. But it also monitors your engine and can tell you if you need to go and schedule some service. It keeps an eye on lots of things. Tell us about some of the areas in which OnStar plays a role in monitoring the overall condition of the vehicle.
Absolutely. When you sign up and set up your account with OnStar, one of the things that we encourage people to do is sign up for what we call OnStar Vehicle Diagnostic. And basically what that means, it's kind of it's a, like going in and getting a physical once a month for your vehicle. We ping the vehicle once a month and get a whole series of diagnostics readings, tire pressure, oil life, mileage, and we send that to you and let you know how your vehicle stands against those major service areas that you want to keep an eye on so that your vehicle keeps running safely throughout the year.
And as you noted, today with apps and lots of emerging technology, I know OnStar has a number of apps available as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, an example of one of the apps is the remote link that we just talked about a few minutes ago, which would allow you to start your car on a chilly morning or start your car on a hot day and make sure it cools down by the time you're going to get in there, unlocks the vehicle. But we also just announced, and one of the beauties of this new relationship in a 4G world, which will be available on model year 15, is we're building an app framework. And what that means is, on top of our advanced telemarketing and operating system, we will work with a number of developers in the software development community, and they will create applications that are vehicle specific based on our software development requirements to be able to sit on top of our application. So Remote Link is an example of one of those, and I know with the work of the developers and the very, very smart people out there, they're going to develop some features and services that millions of OnStar customers will be able to take advantage on a regular basis.
And that's the word, millions, because there truly are millions of OnStar users out there.
Yep, we have 6 million customers here in the United States. We have 500,000 customers in China, and we're going to be launching the second half of the year here in Mexico.
Oh, that's fantastic. So eventually, it sounds like you've got some real global aspirations for the OnStar brand.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that obviously safety and security plays well around the globe. A top concern and a priority for anybody, no matter what region or country they're in. And we're doing our best to bring products, features, and services to them. But this is not for the faint of heart in any way, shape, or form. That's why not everybody's in this business to the extent we are. So we're not just trying to figure out how do we expand globally as quick as we can. It's incredibly important when you're dealing with people's lives to get it done right. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see us taking this approach.
And I think it's so comforting, too, the way OnStar has a real-life person on the other end of the phone, whether you're getting directions to your destination or whether you're using the concierge services, which are wonderful, which allows you to push that button and get restaurant reservations and other things taken care of. And also, in the case of an emergency, the fact that so many OnStar representatives will stay on the line with you if you're alone and not feeling well and the ambulance is coming to your rescue, the OnStar personnel is going to be with you until those emergency folks arrive on the scene.
Yeah, that's correct, Bob, and that's a very important part of our whole business, which is, you know, we mentioned it earlier, outside of all the very sophisticated, complex, and complicated technology, the hardware in the vehicle, the carrier and cellular connection to the network, the back office in which the advisors have all the information so that they can help people in times of need, behind the curtains, the great Wizard of Oz, behind the curtains, at the end of the day, it's that live advisor making a connection, being there for the customer that really differentiates us from everybody else that dabble around the perimeters of this business.
There's no question about it. There are some great navigation systems out there, but there are others that are quite complicated. And again, I find during my press vehicle time, it's great to have OnStar with the turn-by-turn directions because unlike deciphering screens or in some vehicles, multiple screens, you've got, again, somebody on the line there that's giving you that turn-by-turn.
Again, right in line with the safety and security aspects of the business, you're not distracted by trying to watch a screen. You're not distracted by trying to pump an address into a field. That this is built, first of all, with the customer's needs in mind and also to make sure that we are taking every bit of effort possible to make sure there's no distractions in that vehicle.
Let's talk a little bit more about something we touched on at the top of our conversation, and that's the FMV, the aftermarket application. You can now get OnStar for your older vehicle, your non-GM vehicle. How's the response been to that, Terry? And explain to our listeners the simplicity in which you have put all the mechanicals. It's all built into that rearview mirror.
That's correct. You can go to Best Buy or any electronic, most regional electronic retailers and pick this up. It is the same simple, easy-to-use three-button system that we have inside General Motors embedded units. You take that, you get it installed, and press the button, and we'll make sure your account is set up. To your point, you're covered by the same safety and security capabilities with the OnStar for My Vehicle, as well as navigation capabilities. So, inside that vehicle, we've built some of the same proprietary technology to make sure you're covered, even if you're in a Ford, Toyota, Chrysler, or Honda.
Wonderful. Terry, it's been a pleasure to have you on the air. Let's do this again because I'm a big fan of OnStar.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. Don't be a stranger. You can call us up, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. We just did a very interesting couple of segments with the Chief Operating Officer for OnStar, and now we're going to move on to a couple of very cool segments with our good friend, ASC Certified Mechanic Radio Talk Show host, and the author of Car Care for the Clueless, and that's the website you should check out, carcarefortheclueless.com. It's my pleasure to welcome Pam Oates. Pam, how you doing?
Great. Good afternoon, Bob.
Well, Pam, you've been in the automotive business for quite some time. As a matter of fact, it's a family business for you. Tell us a little bit about your dad and how you got involved in the automotive repair business.
Well, actually, it started with my great-grandfather.
Wow.
And, he started out with Huttmobile. Unfortunately, you don't hear about that anymore, but Huttmobile, down in Detroit, and then he opened his own shop. And the reason why he became a technician was he was actually on the Detroit Police Department. And Prohibition was kicking in. My great-grandmother says, you know, I want you off the force. I want you safe. We have a child. And do what you got to do. So he went over to Huttmobile. Then a few years later, started his own shop. And the people my great-grandmother wanted to keep him away from, he was actually working on a car. Like the Purple Gang. And, yes, it, you know, they laughed about it now, but, you know, back then I'm sure they weren't really laughing. He took it very serious, and I always asked him, you know, asking them to tell me the story again and again. And I said, so what did they do while you were working on their car? And he says, well, you didn't say anything to them. He says, you just fixed it and got them out, and they played poker or whatever, and they drank.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's an interesting beginning for him with automotive. But then, he went over to Dodge Main for the war effort, stayed on there until he retired. My grandfather was attacked. My dad, who I had the pleasure to work with for years until he retired, he's attacked. In fact, he actually comes into the shop now and then. Volunteers, does little things here and there. In fact, we had a 55 Thunder Chicken in here, Thunderbird, excuse me, in here. And they weren't sure about the specs, and of course he knew them right off the top of his head. I mean, it's just an invaluable source that my pop hanging around once in a while. Today, in fact, as a matter of fact, I am calling you from the shop. I am working today. I'm trying to help somebody out, and no good deed goes unpunished, but I'm going to help these people out here because they had a little family emergency, and they have to go northbound.
Well, you're a good person, and that shows you your dedication not only to your shop and your profession, but also to helping out people, and that's something we all should do more of. Pam, let's talk a little bit about a question I get thrown at me from time to time, and that's about how to choose a good repair shop in your area of the country. What are some of the things that folks should take into consideration? Let's say they've relocated from one area of the country and now they're in a brand new area of the country and they don't want to bring their vehicle to a dealership. What are some of the tips that you might have for folks to take into consideration?
Well, you know, it's interesting you said that because a while back, say about 10 years ago, and we're going to actually revive this video. Bobby Elson, great NASCAR champion Bobby Elson, and I did a automotive video on how to choose a shop. And it was actually based upon, it was regional, it was for the south, the area, because there's a lot of transplants, including myself down here. And, you know, up north, we have shops up there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, that pass on from generation. Everybody knows a reputation. Everybody knows what to expect when they go in there. But when you get out of your element and you're in a strange environment, it can be really scary. That's why it's so important to establish a shop when you get into your new hometown. And the way to do that is not a website, not a Yellow Page ad, but word of mouth. Ask 100 of your new friends and relatives, if you happen to have any in that area, where do they go to take their vehicle? And then when you get a consensus, go in there just for a test drive, do an oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're treated. Look around. You know, they say that the human brain will make a split decision within about 5 seconds of whether they like this or not. And your brain's going to do the same when you go into a new auto center. But, you know, take a look. Look at the staff behind the desk. Are they clean shaven? Do they, you know, look like they care about their appearance? Because if they care about their appearance, they're going to care about you.
Mm-hmm.
Look around. Is there dirt? You know, does it smell like tires? Because I have that thing in my lobby. My lobby looks like a lobby you have in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
I don't have any of that stuff around because in the industry, you know, I smell tires. I love it. I do growing up. But, here, you know, people, they don't like that smell or anything. They want something pleasant. We have a reading area. We have a TV area. We have an area for the kids. I mean, it's all important. You need to be comfortable. When you're sitting there getting your oil change, say, if I have an emergency, am I going to be able to sit in this chair for 2 to 3 hours? You have to think about that, how comfortable you're going to be.
Right.
And, you know, that's another thing. Go out, ask to go out in the shop. Can I take a look out in the shop? We love to take tours of the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And even what we're doing, we're even expanding more. We're moving our tires around so we can, we have 12-day shops. And we're moving it around. We're actually turning it into 13 days, believe it or not. Because we need the room. But even when we're doing this expansion, you know, we explain to the customer, see, we got about 2 more weeks left with the the contractor, and this is what we're doing, so we can get you in and out of here more quickly. You know, we're explaining this. So look at the checks. The checks, do they look like they're grumpy? I mean, sometimes you get grumpy working on cars. That's normal. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can tell the atmosphere of the shop. Now, fortunately, we've all been working with each other for years and years and years. So we have a very good rapport, and we're like family. Sometimes family members get a little grumpy with each other, but we don't take it out on the cars and the customers. But we're still professionals. And, you know, the consumer, not knowing anything automotive, can see that. They can see that the tech cares about their car, what they're doing. And this all comes into play, how to pick a great shop in your new hometown.
All excellent tips, no question about it. Let's talk about people who are fortunate enough to have specialty vehicles. Let's say they have Corvettes or a German automobiles, BMWs, Mercedes, or British automobiles, or what used to be British automobiles are now pretty much owned by other companies from different nations. But you guys do service on those type of vehicles in your particular shop, or would you recommend folks go into specialty shops for their particular make and model of car?
Yes, we do those. We try to shy away from things like Porsche and Lamborghini, which we have worked on before.
Mm-hmm.
But some hometowns, depending upon where you're at, unfortunately, they'll have like one dealership. And that one dealership, they want the whole pie. They want to do the car sales, the service, maintenance, everything. And sometimes they make it difficult for independent mom and pops like myself to get car parts immediately. And believe it or not, I'm in the Fort Myers area, Southwest Florida, and twice a day I get my parts from Jerry Elm Dodge. They come down from Tampa twice a day to me so I can get my parts on time. So you have to look at that aspect. Another thing, too, is that the Right to Repair Act, which was in Congress for years and years and years, and it just died. That has a lot to do with the mom and pop surviving as well, because we can get the information, we go to the class and everything, but sometimes there's specialty tools or there is diagnostic software that is, it is a dealer or, how would you say, manufacturer control.
Specific, yeah. That only makes sense. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk to Pam about a variety of things, including choosing that repair shop. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Thanks for joining us. Pam Oates is with us. She is an automotive repair person, ASC certified mechanic, has got her own shop down in the Fort Myers area of Florida, Pam's Motor City, and also a radio talk show host, and quite often seen in the media and also in magazines. And we're talking about how to choose your repair shop. Lots of folks who are perhaps relocating are going to be facing this, and also if you're not satisfied with the shop that you're dealing with right now and want to look for a new shop, Pam can certainly give you some guidance in that area as well. Pam, kind of like going to a doctor before you're sick, I would imagine it's probably best to kind of interview or at least check out shops before your vehicle is actually in need of service.
Exactly. You know, that's what I was talking about, doing that test drive with that oil change. You're going to get a good taste, whether bad or good, in your mouth about that shop.
Really, yeah, good. That is.
I highly recommend it.
Are there any things that you can say off the top of your head that are kind of danger signs when it comes to interviewing a potential new shop or service writer? Should you be wary of certain language?
Yeah, actually, when they start talking over your head and using terms that you don't understand, that's a bad sign. You don't want to be bamboozled, and some people will think, well, I don't understand cars anyway. So whatever they say, no, this is wrong. You can understand cars in layman's terms. I do it every day. I do a lot of show and tell. I love to do show and tell in the shop. And I go out there and I explain to the customer in layman's terms what's going on with their car. And you can show them, like, what, for example, a brake pad. The brake pad should look like and what it looks like on their vehicle. You know, people are smart. They really are. And they can be extremely intelligent when it comes to whether the car needs to be repaired or not by asking two questions. Why? Why do I need this for my car?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Show me why. And the second one is how. How is this going to affect the performance of my car, and how is it going to affect my wallet? Very important.
extremely important, Pam. And you're right. I mean, there are some auto mechanics out there, some repair facilities that like to throw a lot of terminology around to kind of confuse, tell you have a broken hoosie dinghy. And if you're not into automobiles, it's easy to get kind of tricked into perhaps work that doesn't necessarily need to be done. So look for a shop that treats you well and looks for a shop that communicates and educates. And Pam, I would imagine your customers down in Fort Myers probably very much appreciate the fact that you'll take them over to their vehicle or you'll show them a brake pad and say, here's what's going on.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny because even to this day, you know, we'll say, oh, you know, they've been coming to us for 20 years, coming to me for 20 years, and they're saying, well, you know, whatever it needs. And I'm like, no, I need to see this. This is really neat, you know.
Yeah.
They'll roll their eyes, but, you know, at the end, they're glad that they did because now they feel empowered because they know a little something more about the car. And, you know, another pitfall that I hate to see and I hear often is how technicians or service writers will sit there and they'll scare the driver,
mm-hmm.
or owner. And, you know, there's no reason for a second opinion. You drove that car in, you can drive it out.
Very true.
Second opinion.
Second opinion. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about second opinions because that's something that you know is quite often done in the medical field. And certainly, if you know you go to a repair facility and they tell you all of a sudden you've got to spend a lot of money on your vehicle that you don't necessarily have or don't want to part with, what's your advice in that situation? You go someplace, they tell you you've got to spend $3,000 on this, that, and the other thing, and you don't have a right good feeling about it, immediately go and get a second opinion. Is that the best thing, Pam?
It really is. You know, I'll give you an example here because I had an eye issue. And I went to the ophthalmologist, and they said, no, you're okay right now. I said, let's get a second opinion because the ophthalmologist I went to before, he retired. Mm-hmm. So I got my second opinion, and they wanted immediately, they had to do surgery immediately. They said all this elaborate stuff up and everything and so on and so forth. And, you know, you just get that feeling in the pit of your stomach, and it doesn't matter if it's out of care or your health or whatever. And I said, you know what, I need a third opinion. And I got a third opinion, and I'm glad I did because he matched with the first opinion. You know, I got it from a very reputable, long-term in the community physician. And I'm like, okay, so the first guy was right. I'm okay. And that goes with car care, too. You know, sometimes you have to get that third opinion. If you're not sure, if you have two completely off-the-wall, opposite negative and positive recommendations, it's okay to get another opinion. And, you know, you don't want to get another opinion until you hear the answer you want to hear. It's the answer that's right for your car.
Yeah.
That's very important, too.
Have you noticed another question I get sent to me quite often via email? Newer vehicles are no question being built a whole lot better when you compare, let's take the domestic vehicles of the 1980s and 1990s compared to the vehicles of the last 5 years or 10 years. Do you, as a long-time mechanic, somebody that's worked on vehicles of all different ages, do you notice a significant increase in the quality and the workmanship that's being put into the newer vehicles compared to a decade or so ago?
You can see that the engineering is definitely top-notch, you know, how the vehicle's designed. Even though some of us technicians, we swear we're going to choke the engineer who designed it, because some of the parts, how they place them, you have to take a million and one pieces off to get to this little component. But, yeah, you know, they have improved in the quality and everything, but that doesn't mean that you can stop doing maintenance. You need to have it checked over once a month. Put air in your tires, top the fluid levels off, and that's by your ASC certified technician at an ASC Blue Seal shop or a dealership. And once a month, pick your birthday. They're on the 20th. The 20th of every month, go in and just have them do it. And this is supposed to be a free service, free, guys. Because if it's not, then you need to find another shop.
explain to our listeners a little bit about what it takes to become an ASC certified technician, because this is no walk in the park.
No, it sure isn't. And to become one, first of all, you have to have a couple of years of experience then. And furthermore, there are a series of tests that you must take and pass to show your proficiency. And these tests, they're not fun. They are, they really weed out who knows their stuff and who doesn't. These tests are in a strict environment. They're on computers now, which I like. And there's no cheating. There's no looking to see what your neighbor's writing. And, you know, it's not like some of the box stores will have you take a test to show that you know what you're doing. And one of my technicians, when he first moved down to the area, he worked there for a couple of months until we found him and snagged him a master ASE. And he said they actually had a little pencil mark by the right answers while they took the test in the lunchroom.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah. And he says, he was like, really seriously?
Great story.
The people who do SAT, ACT, ACT is actually the ones who administer the test. So, I mean, it's very strict.
And another point that we should bring up to younger listeners who may be joining us right now, listening to us, you know, there's need and there's a lot of job opportunities out there in the automotive marketplace. And being a mechanic today, being a technician today is a whole lot different from being a mechanic or technician of years ago. I mean, it's become such a computer heavy business. You know, a lot of people have the vision in their mind that their mechanic, you know, is basically just going to be covered in grease, and they don't want their son or daughter going into that type of work. But today's world of working on vehicles is very scientific and very technical.
Yes, it is. And, you know, for example, I have an EEP, Electronic Engineering Technology degree. And thank God I do, because how the automobile is morphed into an electronic machine versus a mechanical machine. I'm very fortunate. But those who are up and coming, yeah, you're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to go to college for the 4 years. You really are. And don't fret about that, because the pay scale, the wages, are going to definitely compensate for that time and effort.
Pam, as usual,
it's dirty work gloves like I do.
Very good. CarCareForTheClueless.com. There she is. We'll be talking to her again very soon. Thank you, Pam.
And thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.